This is The Rush on News Talk 1010 Toronto.
So if David Bowie is Ziggy Stardust, what is Richard Krause's alter ego? That's a question. I'm Shane Hewitt filling in and talking him into getting into the video of our video call here so we can see his handsome face that you get to see on TV from time to time. If you don't know Richard, he's the host of the podcast Last Call with Richard Krause. Richard, thanks, buddy, for being here. What is your shiny tight pants alter ego?
My shiny tight pants alter ego? I don't know that I have one. I mean, David Bowie kind of flipped through his career creating a new thing for himself with every album or every second album. I'll take Aladdin Sane. I'm going to keep with the Bowie theme and take Aladdin Sane.
I think everyone's got shiny pants alter ego. I just do. I think that's a thing we should embrace in life. I love it. All right, so we should get ready for what the heck is going on in the world of Hollywood and what to watch and everything. This is where I really enjoy this conversation. Richard is one of my favorite ones to get to in the week. Great way to end the week because I get to learn a lot. I'm not in this like you are. I like having a friend like you that says, hey, by the way, this is what's going on. And if you want to not waste your time scrolling through the depths of Amazon Prime, and then you get 15 minutes into a terrible movie and you're like, oh, I'm never getting that time back. This is where, if you're like me, Richard comes in really handy. So where do you want to get started today? Because we've got some... we've got some Kevin Hart, which I liked his last show. I watched The Lift recently.
Yeah. Well, he is part of this story that I wanted to talk about, Airbnbs, because Airbnb, I'm not a fan. I generally speaking, when I am out of town, I like to stay in a hotel. I like to be able to call and get more towels sent up if I need them or whatever it might be. I don't really use Airbnb, although this might change my mind because they're doing something different now. They are creating these experiences where you can stay in places that are inspired by famous locations from movies. So one of them, for instance, might be staying in a place called Westchester County, New York. It's the school that they used in X-Men. Now, it wasn't shot there, but they have recreated the entire place to make it look like Xavier's Institute for Higher Learning from the X-Men cartoon series. Mm. And it is kind of phenomenal when you see the photographs. They have done a really beautiful job of this. They also have the house from the movie Up, and they've got it crane where they will actually like raise it in the air a little bit for you, so it feels like it's floating away. There's a number of things like that, but there's also, you can book a visit to a comedy show with Kevin Hart. You can spend a night at a Ferrari museum. There's all sorts of things they're doing here, which I just think is kind of a cool thing. A lot of cities around the country and around North America are putting bans on Airbnb because they say they're taking away from hotels and people aren't paying hotel taxes, all that kind of thing. And that's legit. This, I think, is a really interesting way of refreshing the business, the hotel business that they disrupted. They're going to come in and create something new and different now. And I like it. I think it's pretty cool. You could stay in Prince's Purple Rain house.
Oh, cool.
That's a pretty cool rental if you're a Prince fan. So lots to think about there. And I think maybe now I might use Airbnb a bit more.
Yeah, unless I'm going to some sort of incredibly unique cabin thing, right, for Airbnb. But if you can get me into Highclere Castle, because I am admitted a fan of Downton Abbey and all of that. See, that would be all right. I would go stay there. That'd be wicked.
Absolutely. And the, you know, those will come up more and more as they do more of these things. This, as far as I understand, is sort of a test project right now, a pilot project. I'm willing to see or interested to see what will happen a year from now, what they'll be offering up.
Yeah, maybe some cool new places. Okay. Richard Krause is here, and we got to talk about... We're not talking about dirty movies. The amount of sex in dirty movies has not changed. The amount of sex that's happening in movies generally has changed, and I'm curious as to why that might be. I speculate because of some of the employment balance and equity with actors. But where are we going here? Because this is interesting. Makes everything a little bit more family friendly.
Yeah, well, a new study has found that the amount of sex in major movies has dramatically declined in this century. So the individual instances, though, and here's the interesting thing, when there is sex in movies, it's more graphic than ever before. Oh. And that may be because now there are things called intimacy coordinators who will be on set to make sure that the entire thing is choreographed in a way that makes everyone feel comfortable and everyone
feels... Wait, what is this job? This is a crazy job.
This is a real job. This is a real job on film sets now. It's fairly new. I mean, we're talking in the last 4 or 5 years. But sex scenes used to be choreographed to a certain extent. But, you know, I've interviewed... hundreds of people that I've talked to who have been in films that would have nude scenes or sex scenes in them. And they are singularly, obviously, for very obvious reasons, the most singularly uncomfortable thing to shoot. There's a bunch of crew people standing around. There's cameras on you. It's generally speaking cold in those studios where they're shooting. So the intimacy coordinator just makes sure that a lot of the uncomfortable stuff is taken out of the equation. And so I think what you're seeing here is audiences who aren't as interested in seeing sex scenes in movies, younger audiences don't care about them so much. Younger audiences apparently are much more interested to see friendship relationships portrayed on screen rather than sexual relationships. But when you do have a film like Poor Things, for instance, which is fairly graphic in its depiction of the sex scenes, and it still went on to win an Academy Award for Emma Stone in the lead role, I would imagine that each of those scenes was choreographed and there was an intimacy coordinator looming over the set and looming over the actors for every... I was trying to think of a polite way to say this, for every move that they make.
Every move. Yeah. That's very good. Very well done. Very gentle. I wonder if it's... I'm just off the top of my head. It makes me think that... relationships can be complicated in today's world. I don't know if they're quite as successful as they used to be, or at least our tolerance of our relationships. Maybe a little bit of avoidance there. Psychology stuff would be an interesting study to look at. Plus,
well, maybe I think that it has something to do with just people feeling lonely too. Loneliness is an epidemic now amongst young people. After the pandemic, when we were locked down and that sort of thing, people were feeling loneliness in a way that was much more acute than it perhaps had been for a lot of people beforehand. And in their art, TV shows, movies, and things that a lot of younger people are saying, I just want to see people getting along. I want to see people in functional relationships, not necessarily sexual ones.
Yeah, because we don't want to face them too. Okay, Richard Krause is here. Let's get a little bit of a clip of the trailer to get this started before we get to the weekend. One suggestion from Richard of something you should watch. Hit the clip there, Mike.
People act like they know our story, but they don't know things that ain't on record.
They're one of the most influential groups of the early 90s.
It began to come crumbling all the way down.
I've cheated death so many times.
The whole Trace Atkins story is a country song.
I wanted true Wolfie to be heard, the true musician.
This is the most I've ever talked about it.
This is the peak of our careers.
And then things got real.
I'm assuming that's Wolfgang Van Halen, because that's one of the topics on Paramount Plus with Behind the Music. Such a great series. It's become such a staple for so many people. Belle Biv DeVoe on there too, and there's new episodes.
Yeah, there is. And so Behind the Music has been around forever. New episodes on Belle Biv DeVoe, New Edition, Trace Atkins, Wolfgang Van Halen, who talks about, you know, his personal story of trauma, perseverance, of how he got to be as the son of one of the most famous guitar players ever and the nephew of one of the most famous drummers ever, how he made his own way in the music business. Trace Atkins is, you know, a wild story. He was involved in a near fatal shooting. He's a multi-platinum selling artist, but you know, he's had his ups and downs, and he's very open about it in these documentaries. And then they've remastered a number of the other older episodes. They've added some material to them, cleaned them up a little bit. So there's all sorts of new to you material coming with not only new episodes, but tweet episodes that you may have seen before, but to be slightly different now. And it's all on Paramount Plus.
There you go. Last call, Richard Krause. Check out the podcast. It's awesome. And he's one of my favorites. Happy Friday, Richard.
Thanks, Shane. We'll talk to you soon.